Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
We're very excited to get Commanders tight end John Bates on the line with us. John missed the game this past weekend, but I imagine you enjoyed watching the way they ran the football against the Vegas Raiders.
Yes, it was a great thing to watch. Running back room had a great game. Offensive line, tight ends, moving guys off the line of scrimmage. It was a fun one to watch for sure.
When you're not playing, like, one thing about me, hell, I've been out the game for, oh Lord, 20-something years here, John, and I still lose my mind when I'm watching the game because, like, I see the intimate things happening, the inside thing. Do you get like that when you're not on the field?
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely is like that. Like, kind of get a different perspective from obviously a player's perspective, but like when you're sidelined and watching from, you know, up top, you get see a whole nother vantage point of the ball game. And so, no, it's just really cool to see like the run game develop and, yeah, you know, some of the big runs that hit and the success that we had. And then obviously the run game was working when we needed to pass, it opened up the pass game. So it was just a great all around performance from the offense, I thought.
Physically, where were you? Up top with, like, the coaches and stuff?
They had this, like, just a couple guys up top in, okay, like, the box and stuff like that watching.
Gotcha.
So it was kind of a fun, though, vantage point because you really got to see the plays develop from start to finish up there, which is fun. Like, J-Max, big run that he had.
Yeah.
Everyone that I was with, we all started standing up as soon as we saw him breaking out of that tackle. Terry's big catch that he had that – thought still this was a touchdown. We all stood up going crazy as soon as he made that second move on the corner. So kind of a different perspective, rather be playing, but still kind of fun to watch from that point of view.
You know, everybody wants the 50-yard line seat down low. I went to the USC Virginia Tech game in that stadium, and I sat in the 400 levels right there behind the goalposts. And I never thought I would have seen a better place because – like you said, you see everything developing as it happens or before happens. You got to try it out.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, I mean, it was like really my first time being like in a stadium up that high watching the game. And like you said, you just get to see the whole thing pop and develop. Like Debo's opening kickoff return.
Oh, yeah.
Like as soon as he catches the ball and he gets to probably like 20-yard line, you just see the seam in the middle split open and everyone and stand it up. Hit it, Debo, hit it, and he hits it right up the middle and obviously has that big gain. So now it's fun watching from that perspective.
So I believe, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that's only the second game in your career you've missed in 5 years.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep, only the second one. So
how are you feeling now? You itching to get back out there? How's it looking for Atlanta?
Oh, yeah, itching to get back out there for sure. We'll kind of just see how things go this week and see how some of the on-field workouts go and whatnot. I'm hoping, you know, if I can get out there, I would love more than anything to be out there playing with the guys. So we shall see.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. So we're talking with Commanders tight end John Bates here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. John, how's your HVAC system at your house? You need us to call the Rude boys, have them come over?
HVAC system's doing good now, actually. I'm in a neighborhood that's kind of all built in the 90s, and a lot of people around here have kind of had, I think, the same system since, like, the 90s, and then three or four of us in the neighborhood, our AC units and stuff all went out around Memorial Day.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, kind of a crazy thing. I thought maybe it was just, like, a weird coincidence with us, and then we're, like, part of, like, a neighborhood page, and a couple weeks later, one person has theirs go out. Neighbor behind me has theirs go out about 3 weeks later, so we're doing good in that department now, but we were hurting there for about a week.
Damn, dude, you should have told us. We got Jimbo out there, no problem.
I know.
Yo, at least...
If it ain't rude, it ain't right.
If I remember, Memorial Day at least was kind of cool. It wasn't crazy hot, right?
Yes. We lucked out big time.
Wow.
I know, like, we were a little Memorial Day cookout thing with some of the teammates and got home and... House was set to 68 and go upstairs, and there's no air. Yeah. There's air blowing, but it's not cold air.
Right,
and
our 88.
Room's like 78 degrees. Yeah. And we're like, holy cow, this isn't going to work.
Well, and you got little ones too, so you got to
Yeah. So we escaped to the basement for a night or two.
Okay. There you go.
What's the psyche, the mindset around the team, John, going into this week against Atlanta?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I think really just, kind of getting better and just building off of what we did last week. I think we had a good game all around, special teams. Obviously we had couple big time kickoff returns, punt return for a touchdown. Offense was able to run the ball well, throw it down the field when we needed to. And then defense did a great job of, getting after the quarterback and containing him in the pocket and stopping the run. And also, great pass defense too. So I think it's obviously it's a reset. What we did last week was great, but we have a new opponent this week. And so kind of just, a hard reset for everyone and getting, focused on Atlanta and just trying to, go out there and improve off of what we did last week, I think.
John, you talked about your different vantage point. What was your vantage point when DQ got trucked on the sideline by Mariota?
we couldn't really see it too good from where we at. We just saw Marcus like run out of bounds and we saw someone go down. But there was like a little TV where we were sitting on, and they showed the replay of DQ getting hit because it showed him on the TV screen. His face was bleeding. We were all like, what the heck just happened? And then they showed the replay. And I mean, DQ's a tough SOB now, and he took a friggin' shot on the sideline, but he bounced back up. And everyone, when we went into halftime, didn't really know what the deal was because obviously he got banged up pretty good, but he came back freaking full of energy, hyping everyone up. Everyone was stoked to see him, bringing everyone up together and breaking us out going into halftime. So, he's an awesome leader, tough as nails.
John, you've had a chance to practice against Von Miller and watching him get his first sack as a Commander on Sunday. You know, what's so good about him and what's difficult about blocking a guy like that?
God, Von, dude, he's just like a pure just athlete. And obviously he's a veteran too, and he's done at an extremely high level, but his athleticism, when you talk about his, you know, his get off, his bend, his ability to make, you know, moves on the, you know, the offensive player. And then his football IQ too, he knows exactly what he needs to do to beat, you know, a pass blocker and get to that quarterback point. And so, he's just a dude, and he's just so technically sound too. Like, I remember the first time in, I want to say camp, like trying to block him. I mean, his technique with his hands, it's just like unlike anything I've ever really gone up against. And so it was really cool to see him go out there and get his first sack for us. And I know he's still got a lot more coming. So it was great to see that from him.
John, without you out there, it seemed like they leaned on Sennett more. What do you think of Ben's performance and trying to step in your dominant run blocking shoes?
No, Ben did a great job. Ben does a great job just coming in every single week and putting his head down and working. And, you know, he probably wasn't getting too very many snaps, but, you know, he prepares like he's going to play for a full game. And, you know, he went out there with the full confidence. And I think everyone in our room has the confidence in him to go out there and to perform at a high level too. And I think he did a great job of just going out there and playing, not trying to do too much, not trying to put on a superhero cape and do what I do or do what, you know, Zach does or anyone else does. He was just, you know, Ben Sennett. He was himself, went out there, played hard, had some great, you know, hustle plays downfield. Zach had a sweet catch going in towards our tunnel, and, you know, he was in the flat and he rolled up and peeled back and got a nice shot to spring Zach a couple more yards and just a couple more effort plays like that on a couple quarterback runs. But no, it was just great to see him go out there and play with confidence and be himself, because everyone in our room knows how good of a player he is. And so it was just great to see him go out there and do what he does.
Last thing for me, John, obviously with you want Jaden out there all the time. But without Jaden out there, what is the feeling in the confidence level in Marcus?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think it changes. Marcus is a, you know, he's a one-of-one guy. He's a pro's pro. The way he comes in every single day, a lot of people don't see the work he puts in, but he prepares like he's going to play every single week. He may not be getting the first team reps, obviously, up until like last week, but I mean, walkthroughs, he's sitting back behind everyone that's watching, and he's taking mental reps for, you know, every single play. He's going through the operation on his own. You know, he's in there early in the morning watching film and doing stuff that doesn't get seen and recognized. And so we know how good of a quarterback Marcus is and what he puts into the game. And obviously it's a result of how he played. You know, he went out there and he managed the game and the way the coaches wanted him to do. And, you know, he made plays when he needed to. And it was just great to see him. And everyone's got, you know, the utmost confidence in eight when he's out there for us.
Well, you can definitely see that, man. A guy that smiles like he smiles and has the confidence going into the game, you know that the guys are pulling for him, because he wouldn't have that 100%. If y'all didn't push that for him. So I totally respect how you all go out there and take care of him so he can go out there and take care of his part of the job.
Most definitely. No, he's a all-around guy, and he's one of the best of the best. And so super glad he's on our team. I think we have the best backup quarterback situation in the NFL. And so no one flinches when he's in the game with us, that's for sure.
Dude, we appreciate your time. I hope you feel better, man. I'm glad your air conditioner is working.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it. We'll chat again next week.
All right, man.
Be cool, man.
That's our guy.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy. John Bates, Commanders tight end, itching to get back out there with the fellas. We'll see as the week develops. He says he's got to get back on the practice field, see how it feels. I know that Washington would certainly love to have John Bates back on the field against Atlanta.
Yeah.
In about an hour, you'll hear from University of Maryland Athletic Director Jim Smith. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here, and the only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.